This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, there's a lovely opportunity coming up to experience a wonderful show created with visually impaired children in mind. And to tell us more, I'm joined now by creator Gwen McCormack from Positive Eye. It is lovely speaking with you today, Gwen.
Hello, Paulina. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, you have a background of working with children with vision impairment, don't you?
My background is as a qualified teacher of children with vision impairments here in the UK, maybe 18 to 20 years of direct peripatetic sport teaching with children here in the northwest of the UK where I live, both as a part of a team in St Helens, and then I was also a head of service in one of the Greater Manchester local authorities. So I've had great experience of supporting children from 0 to 25 years old, both in homes, special schools, mainstream and colleges.
And would you mind telling us a little bit more about your company?
Positive Eye, my company, I'm actually in my 16th year of business. I left my job as a head of service, and in September 2008, I established Positive Eye. And I travel nationally and internationally. I've trained in well over 12 countries now, both face-to-face and online, many times, providing courses and creating practical approaches to support children, primarily with vision loss, but also a lot of my approaches work for children with special needs or complex learning needs.
A big project you actually created in the last few years is Marvin's Storytime Show.
What has become the Marvin Storytime Show, I didn't actually call it that at the time, but when the pandemic hit the UK and the world, my diary emptied, and I'm not a person who sits around. I'm a very productive, creative person, and I wanted to support the community. And I knew that it would be such a difficult time for children who are visually impaired, but also any other child with a complex learning need, that it was going to be a long day every day for the families. So I just thought, what have I got and what can I do? And I'd already written a couple of stories about a little boy called Marvin who loves to go on adventures. And I'd been using them to support me to deliver training about literacy and the everyday experience. So for the 4 months between March and the end of August, in that initial period when we were all locked down, I went on Facebook live 3 times a week, and I created and developed what has become known as the Marvin Storytime Show. And all these families from around the world found me. And this wonderful, beautiful community formed. I ran out of stories within the first couple of weeks, and I had to start writing stories. My husband and I would sit for hours in the evenings creating the characters. I mean, each character would take 6 hours to produce. Our son, Tom, started to write the songs to go with each story, and I basically created a structured program over those 4 months. And it was just a beautiful rainbow, I guess, in such a sad time for everybody. And I would do a craft on the show linked to one of the characters I was telling the story of. So I might do Fabby the Frog, who loves to ribbit. I might do the Bustling Beanie the Bee craft. Just very quick with very basic materials that anybody could get hold of. And all the parents would go off and make those crafts with the children. In the end, the parents were messaging me going, Gwen, we can't wait for the show. You're our rainbow, and you're keeping us going in the dark days, and you're like the bright light. And I said to my colleagues at in the Deafblind Projects, in particular the Kentucky Deafblind Project and Dr. Donna Carpenter, so over the last 4 years, to cut a very long story short, I've been producing story time shows for children who are deafblind, often who have additional complex needs, not always, but quite often they do, across 27 states. And I've developed a national library of Marvin story time shows. A show might last 4 weeks, 4 episodes, 4 shows to make up one whole show, with all the characters and the songs and the stories, so children can read in print, braille, can have the objects, whatever they require to access. And it's just been a complete joy.
So what is it about the show that resonates so much with the children?
From an access point of view, it's set on a black background. It's one face. You don't see the whole of my body. You only see down to my waistline, only because I'm working in a very small space. There is nothing on the black background. I wear a high contrast red top, just a t-shirt top with long sleeves and a yellow neckerchief. Some high contrast. I have red lipstick so they can see my mouth moving and engage with the facial expressions, which are harder to see. Black frame glasses, so my face is high contrast, to wear black eyeliner, all things to make it easier to see my face. There's no background noise, there's no pow, pow, ping, ping, zoom, zoom, wham, wham. It's just one voice on one plane, and I don't show more than Marvin, who's a crocheted doll, who's got a high contrast face as well. He's got black frame glasses and a high contrast face and a yellow jumper. I only show him or the rainbow wheel spinner, or the characters, only one or two characters at the same time. The children don't have to work out where to look. What it does is it tunes them in, it cues them in to know where to look precisely. Things which they find difficult to access story, I've taken it away. It's stripped back story time, which actually I think so many children benefit from. And also, the show is structured, so I do a welcome with these big cheerleader pom-poms and a catchphrase of whoop-a-dee-doo, whoop-woo-woo, whoop-woo-woo, whoop-a-dee-doo, 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 doo-doo. And I'm a bit louder than that when I'm actually doing it. And then the songs that are sung in a particular place, I do this rainbow spinning with this rainbow wheel that's a windmill that you buy for your garden. I use red gloves with yellow, big yellow fluffy pom-poms on my palm to do a big hello to the children. We meet Marvin, we call for Marvin, he comes along, we say hello to Marvin, we wave to Marvin. Then it's the story, then the craft, then more rainbow spins and the goodbye song. So it's a structured approach and they are building their anticipation. A lot of the children now who've been watching for quite a while know what's coming now and they get really excited. So I think those are all the reasons why it works.
Now, this show is going worldwide. So how can we watch it here in the UK?
On Thursday, the 7th of March, I'm hosting a free World Book Day special storytime show for UK special schools to take part. That's any special school in the UK. And so that's the first part. The second part is that this is going worldwide and I am working to create a sustainable storytime show for the future. So the next series is the Zoo Adventure, which starts on April the 7th and any family can take part. It is aired live on Zoom on Sundays at 4 o'clock. Anybody from any country can take part. I have BSL and ASL interpreters live on the show and I'm having a Makaton signer as well on the show. And those shows are recorded and then they are housed on Marvin's Storytime channel, which is a page on his website. And parents and schools taking part have a password to access that channel.
And what is the website for the show?
Marvin's website is all one word, no spaces, marvinstorytimeshow.co.uk, or you can email Gwyn, G-W-Y-N, at positiveeye.co.uk.
Gwyn from Positive Eye, it has been lovely speaking with you on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.